We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the last Amud of the Masechta, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Shtei Ginois Zu Gavzu. You have two gardens, one above the other one. That means side by side you have two gardens, but it's like a cliff, and one side is higher than the other side. Let's say we'll give it like 10 feet higher. It's 10 feet higher, it goes straight down, and then you have the next Gina. V'hayerek bein tayim, and Lemaisa shumim and v'talim, Rashi says, which is garlic and onions are growing out of the side of the higher field, which means it's in the ear space of the lower gina, and it's coming out of the karka of the higher gina, because it's coming out of the wall of the gina that's higher, so it's out of his karka, his land, but it's over the land of the one on the bottom, his ear space. So who gets these shumim and v'talim? Rameir Aymer Shal Elyon, it belongs to the Elyon. Rabbi Huda Aymer Shal Tachton, belongs to the Tachton. So Rameir, each one tries to tell the other one their reason. If Rameir says, if I were to take away my land, my offer, you wouldn't have a Yerek, so obviously it's mine. Om Rabbi Huda Mirza Tachton, Lamalo, he says, Ginosoi, if the bottom guy wanted to fill up his Gina, ain't can Yerek, there won't be any Yerek left. So it's my ear space, so why should we do a Yerek? Okay, I hear what you're saying. Each one has a power to take it away. So let's see. Where's it living from? It's living from my karka, so therefore the alien gets it. That's the Italian. What's Rabbi Huda? So Rabbi Huda holds that you look at the avir, and then it's in the avir, it's my avir, and that's where it's growing from, not from your ground, your land. So that's what Rabbi Huda. Rav Shimon's going in the sheet of Rameya, like Rashi says. Rav Shimon, Kol Sha Elyon Yochel Lifshet Es Yodah Belitol, any vegetable that the Elyon could bend down and get it, Harehu Shaloi, that belongs to him. Vahashar, the rest, Shal Tachton. Now, why is that? Why, if whatever he could grab is his and the rest is Tachton, Rameya holds that it grows out of his land. So Rashi says, Bashar shal tachton, the second the bottom line in the Rashi, the elyon higufa afkuri mafkuhu legabei, because the upper guy will be mafkur in such a case. Shegnayu loy lito reshus likaros shaver lilkut. It's a gnay for him to come. I have to go into the field to get my onions. He's embarrassed to say that. Therefore, he's mafkur. So, like a part of Rameya holds, and Rav Shimon holds. Shimon's saying in Rameya, limiting Rameya. He's saying we agree that it's elyon karabu. It's growing from the elyon, but if he can't get it without going into your field, he's mafgirt, and therefore it belongs to the tachton. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav, Be'ikroi kuli amalei pligi de'alyon hava. Rav says that the Machlokes on Mishnah is not talking about the root. The root definitely belongs to the elyon. And what's the gate? The root, let's say the root is edible. Let's say it's a carrot. The root definitely belongs to the elyon. Ki pligi be'noifai. The whole Machlokes is the noifai that's going into the ear space of the tachton. And what's the Machlokes? Rameir Sava Shadin of was Ikroi. The leaf goes and the branch goes bust of the Ikr, and since the Ikr is growing from my land, the alien gets it. No, each one's separate. The Ikr, everyone agrees, Taka, but the Noifa is in my ear space, and I don't say Shadin of was Ikr. I don't say that the branch goes after the Ikr. And therefore, Fir of Yehuda belongs to the Tachtain. And really, this Machlekes Rameir of Yehuda have in other places. Ozlu Tamai, the time you've learned in the Braisa. When they show two mafreshim machlekesim, the Rameir Huda hold, the Rameir Huda argue about shadi noifei bas ikroi. The first machlekes is talking about a case where someone bought a schus of an elon of a tree in someone's property. It's pashut, he owns nothing in the property. He only owns what grows from the tree. That's all he owns. Now, this tree, it sprouted another tree out of this tree, out of its roots or out of the bottom of a trunk. Who owns that new tree that grew out of this tree? So that's the machlokes over here. Tanya, hayoytzim na geza mina shroshim. The difference in geza and shroshim is roots that are covered by ground, by the land, by the earth, and geza is the beginning of the trunk that comes out of the ground. So if a new tree comes out of the geza mina shroshim, hareyos balakarka, the rameir, it belongs to the balakarka. Why? Because shodi noifay basi ikroi, and the ikr belongs to the balakarka. It's only the shvach, the peiros, belong to the one who bought the ilan, and this is not called peiros. This is called a new tree, a shavala karka. The Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, depends. Minageza shabala ilon. Minashrosh shabala karka. If it grows in mishroshim, so then I agree that it's like growing on the ground. It's like a new tree growing on the ground. But if it's growing out of the geza, so then you go bust a noifai, not bust a ikroi, and this noifai is a peri coming out of this tree, and therefore, according to this is the same machlekes, it's a shaldi noifai bust a ikroi. Rameir says, you shaldi noifai bust a ikroi, so you go bust an ikroi, and the ikroi belongs to the balakarka. Mashaikir, who holds, the noifai is not bust a ikroi, and therefore, the geza, comes from the geza, will be shalbala ilon, and dafka manashirosh will be shalbala karka. That's one time we have this machlekes. And another time, v'tana nami, which either means Tanan or Tananavi, some say Vitanya, that it's because the Masoret Shach brings down to Tesefta in Arla. But Tananavi have Arla, Kiai Gavna. Now we know Arla, once a tree is more than 3 years old, it's no Arla anymore. But let's say a new tree grows, so then it starts Arla again. What's the status of a tree that grows out of a tree? But Tananavi have Arla, Kiai Gavna. Elon Yerzim and I guess that I'm going to Sharashim Chayav Arla. The Rebbe Meir holds they're both Chayav and Arla. Why? Because they're both considered a new tree. Because you're not shaldi noifei bas ikroi, and consider a new you are shaldi noifei bas ikroi, so you are shaldi noifei bas ikroi, so it's a new tree. Because whatever it is, it's considered a new tree because you go bas an ikroi, which is it's a new tree. The Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Echayv Narla, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Min Ageza Apotem, Min Ashrashim Echayv, Min Ashrashim, which is from it's covered by ground, so it looks like it's growing from the ground. That's a new tree. It's Chayv Arla, but from the Geza, it's considered a new branch, and that bas ikroi, you don't look at it as a new tree. And therefore, it'll be potter from the Arla. So we have two machlekes in here, shaldi noifei ikroi, and really, that's the machlekes in our Mishnah also, when it comes to the vegetables that are over the tachtoin, is that machlekes also. And the Gemara says, the tree, I need both these brises, the brisa of Elon, that you bought at Elon, you bought the payers of Elon, and the other cases, you bought the chi of Arla, we need both machlekes, the tree. If you just said machlekes by mominus, but how come Rav Yehuda shouldn't be minor? The Rav Yehuda says that the halach is he gets it if it's from the geza because it's mamon. Avagav arla the isura which is more chomer, aim a moedel to Rameya. Maybe we moedel to Rameya that by isra already I moedel to Rameya that there I give you I hold that it's taka a new tree. So therefore, we have to have machlekes by arla as well. V'yitma v'ha'ah, just say by arla. V'ha'ah kam ramei. There ramei is machmir and says that's the new tree. V'ha'ima avabahi, but maybe bahahi by the case of mamonos em moidele. No yehuda meiz moidele yehuda trichi. So you need both machlekesim. You need both machlekesim by arla and by mamon to say both cases. Ramei says shadi noifai basa ikroi. You put the branch after the ikur and you consider it a new tree. You consider a new tree and goes to the balakarka, and you also see the case of Arla that even there Rabbi Yehuda holds is not chayiv in Arla if it comes from the geza because it's considered a continuation of this tree because each branch is not basa ikra. You look at it as a branch and not as an ikur, and therefore it's not chayiv in Arla even by Arla which is a surah. You're not chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda.
What's this for a moment?
This moment is more cool. This is more cool. This is more cool.
One is cool for each side.
Right, so you can say Svaros there. I know we're not handling with Issa already. Yeah, which starts, so we can say Svaros is the thing. When it comes to Issa already, maybe it'd be more Machmer. Right, Chavi is saying, yeah, it's Mammon, it's more cool like a thing. It's not such a. That's a Svara, the Svara Pshuta. That's where it belongs to him. The Svara Pshuta is that it belongs to the Bala Elon. That's a Svara Pshuta, let's say, for Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe by Issa, he's like a little more worried about it. And he says, you know, maybe it's not such a good svara. By Isser, maybe he'll say that it's chayiv arla because I have to be a misafik. I don't have to worry about it. It's an Isser. I want to be more machmer. You're right. Mammon is also a shavu. Yeah, mammon is not no suffik mammon is also. So it's easier to make a svara. Maybe by arla, we don't use our svara to matter something. Who said it's definitely a svara that he holds that the blue svara. But who said use that svara to matter Isser? That was it's a havamin. It's a trichasa. Like we know from all the gemaras and shas that. A trichasa koldu is enough. It's a trichasa. It's not a. It's a, why it says two cases. Any trichasa koldu is enough. It says in the Mishnah, Omer Rav Shimon, Kol she elyon yachol lifshoit. If the elyon can reach down and take it, it belongs to him. But anything that's further does not belong to him. Amri de Berav Yanai uvavach lo ye'enas. But you can't. If you have to force yourself, to, you know, like stretch out. Mam is very strong. So then it belongs to the tachta. Ah, you're going to ask me, which is already the question of the Achronim, that they asked, the Lachaira, if the Svarim Rashi is, because he's mafkir, because he's embarrassed, okay, my sack still get, I don't have to go into your field. I could bend down, I could stretch out. So he say, no, that's good for. If you see the guy stretching out and he's losing his yarmulke and everything, schlepping out there, that alone is a busha. He won't do that, and therefore he's mafkir. That's part of it. Mother Shai, Leboy Rav Anon, Retamer Rav Yirmiya. What about Megillah Noif of Megillah Ikroi? We have here, this thing that's growing out, is the Iker is inside, obviously inside the karka, and it's going up. So if he reaches down, he can reach the Noifai, but he can't reach the Ikroi. Or Megillah Ikroi, Megillah Noifai. Or he can reach the Ikroi, not the Noifai, my Teku lives with a Shiloh. Now on this, the Rosh actually asks, this is a Rei D'Rishonim, asks Kashan Rashi. So the Gemara says Teku. Zok the Rosh, I'll read the Rosh inside. Vitamahani. Loma also boys who would take. Why is it take? Kiman time there of Shimon, Mishum Komasha Elion Yochalito, Bepshitas Yad, Eina Messiah Shimenu. Is that Messiah Shimon, Ashar Messiah Shu, Boys Lisho Rashus, Mechaveri, Shiyeri the Mati Yechenu. So Zok the Rosh, since we said the reason is that because he's embarrassed to go into your property. Sim Kane, Mifshita Shapach, wait, I'll answer your Shiloh easily. If I can rip out the top of it and pull out the ikker, then it's mine. I can take it out from here. And if not, then what's the shayla? He blibes shver with this kasha. He doesn't understand the shayla. He doesn't understand the shayla. Okay, let's see the answer that the same way we just answered before, that somehow the shayla is here. If you pull out the ikker, maybe that's part of the embarrassing. You have to pull out the thing like in a funny way. Maybe that's the Gemara shayla and Gemara blibes to take. Why is the Rosh has a problem with this? So the Gemara vayta. Omar Ephraim Safra Talmidus Rosh Lakish, Meshum Rosh Lakish. Halacha Karab Shimon. So Ephraim Safra was a Talmud Rosh Lakish, said over from his Rebbe Rosh Lakish, that we paskin like Rav Shimon. Amruaka made the Shvar Malka. They said over this psak of Rosh Lakish, they paskin Rav Shimon in front of Shvar Malka. Omalahu, a perioi nimtail Rav Shimon. There's a lot of chain to Rav Shimon, which I'm giving a lot of favor to Rav Shimon. He's very happy with this psak. Now, who is Shvar Malka? So Rashi says, "Li niru shvar malka mamish umelach paras haya." He was a melech. He was a king, and like the said in the Goyis Habach, he was a non-Jewish king, a Goyish king. Ubaki bedinim. Va'amru laha the Rav Shimon. They told him this mishnah. He said, "Oh, gavaldik is a gushvaldik psak," which is a little modna that first of all, a goy you're saying over what the goy said. So Rashi brings down some say shvar malka Shmuel. Shmuel sometimes shas is called shvar malka. And sometimes cool, he says, "V'ist amri shvar malka Shmuel kama duchti karli hachi." But he says the enemy Yosef, because you don't have to say over this psak that we pass the Rav Shimon in front of Shmuel. Shmuel knows already his stuff. You don't bring over Rav Shlokish psak that he pass the Rav Shimon. Shmuel knows himself how to paskin. So therefore, he doesn't like the psak. He likes the psak that's talk a real shvar malka and it's a guy. I can ask me how you let a kid teach a guy Torah, and I do break them out. It's chayes. The hell I teach a guy Torah? You know I'll teach a guy Torah. It says, "Mishpatim by Yedom," and I'll teach a guy Torah. It's also teach a guy Torah. So what's that? We're teaching the guy, telling the guy, pass the Rav Shimon. What's that? Is it freak the Maritz Chai? It says, "Avigal the Kamel Chagiga." Ain Moisrim Dvar Torah LaChirim. Then Kain Echlam the Torah Imai. So answers the Maritz Chai is, "Okay, given the Kamel of Reisha Vayizar, but Shav Mitzvahs Dumot. He'll teach him Shav Mitzvah Nayach." So he says, "One of the shuras v'noyach is dinim. V'dover zeh mechlal dinim. M'pnei zeh mutul olamed is v'noyach. He likes to teach v'noyach. He wants a tiny. He says, I am v'yaris dvash. That has something here. Back upon him, that's where we end the mesechta with the word of parium, which is loshon of chen. Ben Pyrus Yosef Rashi and Chumash says Ben Pyrus Yosef he starts with this Gemara a period namte that Yosef had tzaddik had chain and that's why all the benois Mitzrayim were clawing with the walls to see him. He had a certain chain and that's the Masechta ends with a pyre entire Rav Shimon. Hadron Allah Paragabayis Aliyah Uslik Allah Masechta Zbab Mitzia Mazel Tov.